Our next presentation is chlorophyll synthesis and degradation associated with heat-induced leaf senescence. Authors are David Jesperson and Bingru Huang. Presenting, David Jesperson.
Thank you, and good noon, everyone. My name is David Jesperson. I'm a PhD student with Bingru Huang, and I'm going to talk about how heat stress affects chlorophyll degradation in bentgrass during heat stress. So as you know, and we just heard, heat stress is a major abiotic stress that affects cool season grasses. We can see in this image, we have a bentgrass green during summer months. And heat stress leads to a number of damages, such as damage to cellular constituents like membranes and proteins, as well as imbalances between photosynthesis and respiration. And this ultimately will result and premature leaf senescence, which manifests itself as a yellowing of the turf canopy, a thinning of the canopy, and eventual death of plant areas. So it's important to understand these mechanisms that are involved in premature senescence to hopefully one day create bentgrasses which have improved heat tolerance. As I mentioned, one of the key factors of heat stress is that yellowing of the turf canopy, which is caused by a loss of chlorophyll. As you know, chlorophyll is the main pigment involved in photosynthesis. It consists of a porphyrin ring with a magnesium ion and a phytol chain. And as I mentioned, during heat stress events, there is a decline in the level of chlorophyll in turf grasses. And so maintaining these chlorophyll levels is important for heat tolerance, both to maintain photosynthetic activities for energy metabolism, as well as for aesthetic reasons. This leads into my research questions, which are, is the inhibition of chlorophyll synthesis or increased levels of chlorophyll degradation the key factor which is regulating the loss of chlorophyll during heat stress? And what are the major pathways or steps that are responsible for regulating this loss of chlorophyll during stress events? More specifically, the research objectives were to explore gene expression levels for key metabolism enzymes involved in chlorophyll metabolism during heat stress-related loss of chlorophyll, so looking at both whether it's synthesis or degradation that is responsible for this decline in chlorophyll levels, and then to further confirm this using enzyme activity assays to try and figure out what are the key regulatory steps. Moving on to materials and methods. For this particular study, I used two individuals from a creeping bentgrass, colonial bentgrass hybrid mapping population that was previously shown to have genetic variation in heat tolerance. And so you can see in that image, there's a range of heat tolerance from plants that are maintaining pretty healthy green canopies during heat stress to those that have severe declines. And so we selected two lines, circled in blue is the tolerant line, 169 that was selected from this population, and we selected the sensitive line also to compare for how they have decreases in chlorophyll during heat stress. These plants were then screened in environmentally controlled growth chambers. These chambers were set for 600 micromoles photosynthetic active radiation, 60% relative humidity. There's two conditions, heat stress, which was 38, 35 degrees day-night temperature, and control conditions, which were 20, 15 degrees Celsius day-night temperatures. These plants were maintained well watered, fertilized weekly with half-strength Hoagland's nutrient solutions, and each line in each condition had four replicates. To assess heat tolerance, a number of physiological measurements, we took your basic turf quality rating on a 1 to 9 scale to assess overall visual quality. Membrane stability was measured using a conductance meter by electrolyte leakage. Photochemical efficiency was measured using an FVFM ratio using a fluorescence induction monitor. And chlorophyll content was measured spectrophotonically using a dimethyl sulfoxide extraction. And also results were analyzed using ProcGLM and SAS. To further explore the chlorophyll metabolism, which we're most interested in, we used qPCR with the Step 1 Plus real-time PCR machine to look at gene expression levels involved in chlorophyll metabolism using the delta-delta CT method, as well as enzyme assays to look at specific key enzymes involved with chlorophyll loss during heat stress. So moving on to the results, For these figures, the red will be heat stress, where triangles are the tolerant and circles are the more sensitive line. And we can see as heat stress progresses, there's a decline in overall quality in both lines. However, the decline is more significant in that sensitive line. And here's just an image that is showing that heightened degree of lucescence and yellowing. So we can see on the right side of the screen, the sensitive line again has a much more yellow canopy, which is caused by that loss of chlorophyll. When we look at membrane stability, we see a similar trend where that sensitive line has increased damage, significantly so, as heat stress progresses. And photochemical efficiency shows a similar trend that as heat stress progresses, the sensitive line has a significant decrease in photochemical efficiency, showing damage to the PS2 reaction center in the chloroplast. So in this figure, it's looking at total chlorophyll content as well as specifically the levels of chlorophyll A and B. So we have the tolerant line under control conditions and heat stress, and similarly the sensitive line under control and heat stress conditions. And similar to turf quality, we can see that chlorophyll levels for both total chlorophyll and A and B declined during heat stress conditions, but much more significantly in the sensitive line during heat stress. So this leads back to our main question, is what is regulating this loss in chlorophyll? Is it a reduction in synthesis or an increase in degradation or a combination of both? And so to look at this, we looked at a number of steps in the synthesis and degradation, including for synthesis, porphobilinogen deaminase, magnesium chelatase, protochlorophyllide reductase, and then three distinct degradation pathways involving the enzymes chlorophyllase, pheophytinase, and chlorophyll degrading peroxidases. So first looking at chlorophyll synthesis enzymes, when using gene expression assays, we didn't see any significant differences between the tolerant and sensitive lines under heat stress when compared against control, showing that maybe that it is not the change in chlorophyll synthesis enzymes that's responsible for this loss. To further confirm this, we measured the levels of delta-aminolevulinic acid, and this is the major precursor that feeds into the chlorophyll biosynthesis pathway. And actually what we found is that under heat stress conditions that the sensitive line had accumulated higher levels of this important precursor, showing that it's not a lack of carbon that's feeding into chlorophyll biosynthesis, and that this very well may not be the rate-limiting step for chlorophyll. Again, to kind of further confirm this, we looked at the activity for porphobilinogen deaminase, and this is involved in creating that porphyrin ring structure in chlorophyll by combining four porphobilinogen subunits. And we can see in the tolerant line, under heat stress versus control, there's no significant differences, and same thing for the sensitive control compared to the heat stress, we didn't see significant changes. So this is just further confirming that, at least for these regulatory steps in chlorophyll biosynthesis, they're not playing a major role or being majorly changed to ultimately lead to lower chlorophyll levels. So then, looking at the other half of the equation, which is the chlorophyll degradation enzymes. And so here we can see with the gene expression assays that there were significantly higher gene expressions in the sensitive line for chlorophyllase and pheophytinase. However, for peroxidases, it's the tolerant line that had significantly higher gene expression. And then to look at this in more detail with enzyme expression assays, we can see that for chlorophyllase, which was one of the first enzymes discovered that is responsible and plays a role in degrading chlorophyll, that there was no significant differences under heat stress compared to control conditions for either the tolerant or sensitive line, which shows that maybe it's not a change in chlorophyllase activity that is ultimately leading to a decline in chlorophyll. And several recent studies in model plant species have also questioned the role of chlorophyllase in senescence-mediated chlorophyll degradation. The next enzyme we're going to talk about is chlorophyll-degrading peroxidases. And when we look at activity of this, we actually see a decline in chlorophyll-degrading peroxidase for the sensitive line under heat stress. And when we go back to the gene expression, we saw an increase in the tolerant line. So this is indicating that perhaps peroxidases also are not important for chlorophyll loss during natural senescence events, and it's also possible that many peroxidases are not chlorophyll specific. Last, I'm going to talk about pheophytinase, and it is a somewhat more recently discovered enzyme that is a proposed alternative to chlorophyllase. And so pheophytinase cleaves that phytol chain off of chlorophyll, but specifically to chlorophyll molecules that already have the magnesium ion removed. And here, when looking at enzyme activity, we can see that the sensitive line had a significantly increased activity for pheophytinase under heat stress conditions. So this indicates that maybe that greater loss of chlorophyll is in fact due to pheophytinase activity under heat stress conditions. So in summary, the heat tolerant line 169 maintained significantly higher levels of chlorophyll compared to the heat sensitive line during heat stress. There is no significant differences in gene expression for chlorophyll biosynthesis genes. However, there were significant changes for the chlorophyll degradation, showing that it perhaps is not an inhibition in chlorophyll biosynthesis that is the major factor, but an increase in chlorophyll degradation instead. And this is confirmed, again, by the gene expression enzyme activity assays. And pheophytinase is the most likely candidate that is responsible for this greater increase in chlorophyll loss during heat stress. So future work involves using mutants in model plants, as well as transgenic approaches in turf grasses to further confirm these mechanisms for chlorophyll loss. And then once we have a fully better grasp on this, we can do things like develop molecular markers for key chlorophyll metabolism genes to use in marker-assisted selection, or potentially use transgenic approaches to develop turf grasses which maintain greener leaves and have a stay green trait, and eventually develop more tolerant grasses that are able to maintain chlorophyll levels during these stressful abiotic stresses. With that, I'd like to acknowledge the Rutgers Center for Turfgrass Science and my advisor, Dr. Huang, and all the Huang Lab members. And thank you for your attention, and I'll gladly take any questions. So the question is, are these two distinct genotypes or a cross? So they are created from the same population, so they're siblings from the same cross.
But were they vegetatively increased or seeded?
These are vegetatively increased. Right. So the question is, do they have more of the colonial or creeping bentgrass genetic material? So they have more creeping bentgrass, so it was a colonial creeping hybrid that was when backcrossed with another creeping. So it's more creeping bentgrass genetic material. Yes?
You mentioned that one of the issues with the peroxidation is that it may not have been specifically this, which is well known as a large family, and also has lots of experience. Can you speak a little bit about
Okay, so the question was about the specificity of chlorophyll peroxidases, and as was mentioned, it is a large family. So it's a little hard to tell. There's not a ton of work that's been done on chlorophyll peroxidases specifically. It's mostly been done in kind of post-harvest type of studies. So in a lot of those studies, when they go to identify kind of based on a relationship to other genes and proteins, they haven't been super successful, so that is what also makes me kind of question how specific these peroxidases really are, and how much, and since if they're not specific, how much of a real role they're playing in plant natural senescence versus in these kind of in vitro assays. So the question is about a stay green perennial ryegrass. Unfortunately for that specific case, I don't know what it was that was regulating stay green trait. So that's obviously something that would be interesting to look further into to see if it's using a similar mechanism or if it's something unique.
Thank you, David.
Okay. Thank you.